question or a statement posed by somebody last week that Jesus was a socialist. So if you've read your Bible, it says Jesus was a socialist. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some things that are being called for right off the website for the Socialist Party, USA. And we're going to investigate things that the Socialist Party thinks is going to make this a better world. We're going to look at what they think, and that's essentially conveying what a socialist would think and would believe and would act out, would carry out, and would institute. So, immigration, the Socialist Party works to build a world in which everyone will be able to freely move across borders to visit and to live wherever they choose. Now, that's a subject matter of immigration I'd like to take all its own on a different day. And the issues of border crossings and the law that it's based on, the common law provisions, biblical law, the constitutional provisions and current statutes. And I've done a show like that in Virginia. It's very helpful. And I thought it was good. We got to some good points. And some conservatives would think I was some kind of crazy liberal or something. Well, it is. I'm so liberal that liberals think I'm conservative. I'm so conservative think I'm liberal. So I'm going to be so conservative, it's going to blow the minds of conservatives. I'm going to get to that topic. Okay, we support, this is what the Socialist Party supports. We support secular democratic states. That means no religion. Hey, John Lennon's Imagine. We're there, utopia. We support secular democratic states assuring equal rights to every citizen. What if you're not a citizen? Let's say you just live here and you don't want to be a citizen. Every rights to every citizen and, oh, here we go, and resident. Aha, even if you're not a citizen. In accordance with, watch this, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The problem with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it really doesn't have any authority. It was done by a small group of people. And if you continue on in those rights, they're being used currently to trounce people's rights. It is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the United Nations thing they've got going there, is basically anti-Christ. It's just screamingly anti-Christ that the United Nations and its partner states, member states, are the salvation of the planet. They're not. They're part of its doom. So something to think about. We defend, this is a socialist party, they defend the rights of all immigrants to education. This goes to a question that a caller asked the other day. We defend the rights of all immigrants to education, health care, and full civil and legal rights. Medical care and health care, I think the way they're terms are being used lately are actually supposedly different things. And full civil and legal rights, that means the right to be the president of the United States, maybe. And a call for an unconditional amnesty program for all undocumented people. You know, really, if you look at the statutes with regard to those coming across the border, again, I don't want to spend too much time on this border issue. It's a $50 fine if you don't fill out the paperwork you come across the border. I'll be exposing some things to people. There are some rights because we're created in the image of God, and God didn't create borders per se, but he did institute law and jurisdictions, and that's throughout the Old Testament and the setting up of judges and people by their clans and things like that. So there's a government structure that has been here from the beginning of time, and so we can talk about that, but this is going to be at a different day, a different discussion. But the point is here, we defend the rights of all immigrants to health, education, and other things, civil and legal rights. Okay, they can be president of the United States or something. I mean, that's what that implies if you connect the dots and follow the yellow brick road. But something that a caller said the other day said, where are they getting the money? Who's paying for it? Where are they getting this blessing? I did a show on immigration, and this is part of a socialist idea. Mr. Huckabee, he was running for president. I can't think of what state. He's from Arkansas or something like that. I can't remember. But Mr. Huckabee was running for president, and he had this thing where he wanted children of illegal immigrants to get free college. And the thing is that he doesn't understand, if he steps back constitutionally, common law, biblically, and all kinds of stuff, that it's the duty of parents to bring their child and educate them to their station in life. And if those parents are illegal immigrants, they're not partnered with that group that is paying for that education. So, and it's their rights, responsibility as parents under the common law and biblical law to raise up their children to their station in life. And then the children honor their father and mother. That's basically, they're supposed to prepare an inheritance for those children. Part of that inheritance, again, is their education. And then the children are supposed to honor the parents in their old age. So that's the structure. So what Mr. Huckabee, and so conservatives would just be chewing me up over this. He was basically doing the socialist thing. But, and we'll talk about it again when we get to immigration. So I'm going to skip off to off their immigration statements on their economy statements by the Socialist Party. Just to let you know what you're listening to, I'm David Alan Carmichael. This is Freedom 104.3 FM on for the Liberty Works Radio Network. This is what I call my Faith and Freedom Show. Our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. I'm going to talk about things on constitutional, biblical, and right versus wrong basis. Here's Socialist Party on free and fair elections. We believe that capitalism is fundamentally incompatible with democracy, and that true democracy, check this out, you're going to find out what true democracy is, can only be achieved with society's transformation to socialism. And what we found out when we talked to this representative from the Socialist Party, I asked a question. I said, so essentially in socialism, it's the will of the majority, say 51% of the populace, whether it be national or local or regional, doesn't really matter. 51% of the group get to determine what the policy will be as a mandate for everybody, the other 49%. That's democracy and socialism. And so when you see the word democracy and you see leaders of our country claiming this to be a great democracy, that is merely part of the wave of moving to the global socialist state. And a lot of people don't realize that. This isn't framed to be a democracy. I read a paper called America, a Democracy or Republic, Why It Matters. It's by Herbert W. Titus, and you can look that up on the internet. America, a Democracy or Republic, and Why It Matters. It's a great treatise on the subject. We believe that capitalism is fundamentally incompatible with democracy, and that true democracy can only be achieved with society's transformation to socialism. Now, there's a thing with socialism. It's not just economic. There's political power, police power, that has to be there to make it happen. So you can't just say, well, the definition of socialism is the production and distribution of stuff is done by the government. Okay, that's a simple functional thing with regard to the business end of it. But there's a lot more to it. There's a lot more to it. And that's what we're going to look at today. We're going to see if Jesus, ultimately, the question that was posed, a statement was given by Brian Moore, was that Jesus was a socialist. Now, I will say that I'm absolutely certain that Brian Moore is motivated with a heart to try to do what's right for the little guy. The problem is you don't have the authority to do what you think is right for the little guy. And you can't justify doing a wrong because you're trying to do a right. Right? Now, sometimes things might appear illegal, but they're not wrong. Rosa Parks sitting on the front seat of the bus was illegal, but it wasn't wrong. She wasn't doing a wrong so a right could happen. She was doing a right in spite of the harm that would come to her so that a right, more rights, would eventually come. Though it was illegal, what she was doing was right. She wasn't doing a wrong. But when you do things that are wrong, in other words, you're exceeding your authority to, you're exceeding the authority that you have to judge others, to judge how somebody got $1 million or $1 billion, and to judge what you think they're going to do with it, then what you're doing is wrong. You don't have any authority. So is Jesus a socialist? I'll just, off the top of my head, go to a scripture. Matthew 7:1, you can look it up. He says, judge not that ye be not judged. In fact, I had to just look it up real quick so I quote it correctly. You know, there's certain people in life that you don't want to misquote, aren't there? How about that? Let me go to that. Matthew 7. Judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? And that's kind of what we're seeing here, folks. Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So what we're trying to do here is actually we're trying to take these issues of the day, and I take it calmly. And you might think I'm nuts, but you know what? I'm in a search to try to figure out what plank I got in my own eye. And I'm going to use a constitutional reference, a biblical reference, and the reference of right versus wrong. And then he goes on and talks about some other things. We can come back to this. So the thing is, what's with the Socialist Party right now that is dysfunctional, and where I would say Jesus wasn't a socialist, there's one example of a statement. Socialism is taking a judgment of the world and evils and capitalists and the bourgeois taking advantage of the proletariat. And you know what? You're judging others. And even if they're wrong and doing the wrong thing, guess what? If they injure you personally, there's currently a mechanism in law, there has been since biblical times, that you personally, if you are hurt, you can take them to court personally. Well, I'm not hurt. They're hurting somebody else. Well, you know what? Under law, you know what you're not supposed to do? You're not supposed to maintain quarrels. Common law principle is that you're not allowed to take up a cause for somebody else because it's the maintaining of quarrels. It's not survival of the fittest, but it is one of these things where to him who is given, more will be given. I'll come back to that. So we're going to look at some of these things. If you're a socialist and you say, and I got to get back to this democracy thing too. I'm going to get to this democracy. Because it just hit me something that is another quote by Jesus that goes counter to this idea that he was a socialist. See, I think they're just totally wrong on that. So let me find that statement on, I can't find it now. I got to find that statement. They basically said, I'll sum it up, is that socialists believe that democracy is totally compatible with socialism. And because what it is the rule of the majority comes to the point where they determine what's the right thing to do for everybody. And we essentially have to use, by the power of the sword, the ability to force everybody into that way. Was Jesus a socialist? That's what my guest said. He was a socialist. No, let's stop and see what Jesus said and let's analyze it. He said, enter by the narrow gate. That would be the minority of the voters, wouldn't it? The narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. The majority are going straight to Hades. And there are many who go by it, Jesus says. So let me just quote this straight off. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go by it. So the broad majority, 51%, are going to the way of destruction because man generally is depraved. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. You know what? That may have its effect on people's possessions. It very well may be that there is going to be a minority of people who are reaping rewards of their difficult behavior. Folks, people, we have a tendency to do short-term gratification in spite of the long-term consequences. Instead of taking short-term sacrifice for long-term rewards, you reap what you sow, don't you? That's in the Bible. We're going to come back here for this Freedom 104.3 FM. Check us out on the web at faithfreedoms.org. David Allen Carmichael. Number here is 888-850-1872. We shall return.